Democrat PA Governor Josh Shapiro indignant Trump called some leftist scum after Kirk assassination. By Hannah Knudsen on September 15, 2025. Pennsylvania's Democrat Governor Josh Shapiro is extremely aggrieved by President Donald Trump pointing to leftist violence and referring to individuals perpetrating it as scum. Shapiro attempted to spread blame around by stating that no one party is immune from political violence. Shapiro wholly ignored the track record of leftist violence in the country. From Charlie Kirk's assassination, to the assassination attempts on Donald Trump, to the transgender school shooters, to breakouts of rioting across the country over the deportation of criminals, and stated that no party is immune to such violence. No one party is immune from political violence. My family and I can attest to that. Using the rhetoric of rage and calling some of our fellow Americans scum. No matter how profound our differences, only creates more division and makes it harder to heal, he said. We are at an inflection point in America. Violence transcends party lines, and the way to address it and have true peaceful debate is for leaders to speak and act with moral clarity. That needs to start with the president, he said, placing blame on Trump and completely ignoring the fact that Kirk did just that, engaged in peaceful debate with those who disagreed with him. And was in fact doing it at the moment an assassin fired the shot that ended Charlie Kirk's life. Shapiro's response followed Trump telling reporters, "The problem is on the left. It's not on the right, like some people like to say. When you look at the agitators, you look at the scum that speaks so badly of our country. The American flag burnings all over the place, that's the left, not the right," Trump added. Trump's remarks come as many conservatives across the country remind leftists that the right fundamentally reacts to tragedy much differently than the left does, reminding everyone of the violent George Floyd riots that destroyed portions of cities. Yet, after Charlie Kirk's murder, conservatives did not riot, light cars on fire, or throw rocks at law enforcement, but held countless vigils across the country honoring the conservative icon, whose life was taken from him far too soon. Related, prayers and song for Charlie Kirk at DC Vigil. It should be noted that Shapiro also made no mention in his post of the numerous leftists across the country callously celebrating the murder of a 31-year-old husband and father.